Hello, all right, Ife. Hit your mic, sister. What'd you do this weekend that was good for African people? It's Monday morning, October 5th, October 5th. Hey, let's go. What did you do this weekend, Ife and Isachar, that was good for African people?
This weekend, I went with my family to go see this Michael Moore movie called Capitalism: A Love Story, and it was a really good movie, and it's good for African people because I learned some things that I can use to teach others and use as I go along in life and also in class and things like that.
I went to this residence scholar program. Well, it was originally for African American children, teach them about college and how to get into it, all the processes and everything. And this summer I've been to them because they do tours of different places that you can have your career in, and teaches you different types of engineering. And this weekend we had a college prep class on Saturday morning, and that's good for African people because, well, it's minorities now that they changed it to, but it's good for African people because we don't have enough chances for that college prep.
For both of you, Ife, keep us informed about that Michael Moore movie and things you learn and how that continues to play out and how it continues to be good for African people. And Isachar, excellent that you learned those things that will continue to move you forward. And as long as what you do in college and what you do with the knowledge you gain is good for African people, then you're going there and participating, even if there were others there, is good for African people. In the end, you are the person, you are the entity, you and what you use information for, what you do with the information is good, makes it good or not for African people. Keep going. We have one more person. Naja Brown, what did you do this weekend that was good for African people?
I didn't do anything this weekend.
Couldn't be. Impossibility. Impossibility for you and for Allende. Not to do anything, not to do nothing for a whole weekend. It's impossible.
Actually, I listened to an African jazz program on the radio.
You listen to an African judge program on the radio? You come again. I got a little muddled.
African jazz program, my mom just says the same radio station that you were in an interview on.
Maybe it's me this morning. I hear you, but I can't make out with clarity some of the words that you're saying. And I'm going to work to adjust that, but I'm not quite making it out what you were saying. Can you help me out?
No, see, I listened to an African jazz program, and my mom just informed me like that's the one that you had an interview on or something.
All right, thank you so much. And thank all of you for reflecting on what you did this weekend and articulating those things that you did that were good for African people. I was with Mama Marimba Ani this weekend, among other things, and one of the things that Mama Marimba asks when you are trying to decide whether to do something or not do something, she asks us for us to ask ourselves a simple question. Is it good for African people? Is it good for African people? That's a simple question to ask ourselves when we're trying to decide to go left or right, or up or down, or around or under. Is it good? Is this that I'm contemplating doing, is this good for African people? It's a very simple but profound question. So thank you so much for answering that. Now, what I'd love you to do right now is, who's ready to lead us without reading in our school pledge? If you are, step forward, in part or in whole. We will repeat after you. All right, Ayende, wonderful.
I am alive. I am conscious and aware. I am unique. I am who I say I am. I forever evolve and outwardly in response to the challenge of life, in response to the challenge of my nature. I am the face of humanity. The face of humanity is my face. I contemplate myself and see everything in me. I outgrow the use of crutches. I face the challenge of being eternal. I align the cells in my body. I know each by name. I am self-knowledge without end.
Mo. Very good, very good, very good. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Keep on going. And remember that I am the value God. Goes up in there a little bit someplace. Wonderful. Who wants to continue from where Ayende left off? No problem, brother. You did a great job. Who wants to step up? Take it up. No reading from right there. I was at a home going for an ancestral preparation ceremony for Brother Patahotep this weekend. And I was waiting for the opportunity. It never came, unfortunately, for the community to say something. Because I wanted to say that I've never been alone. I've never been alone. I wanted to reflect and use this, the portion of this that said I extend myself into the child in order to talk about the immortality of Brother Patahotep and how he continued on and how there was a geodesic circle in which he merged, he and his wife Carolyn merged to become the children and the grandchildren that were present, and that they will continue that on. I was looking for that opportunity. That's what happens when you know this. All right, who's next? Who wants to pick up where Ayende left off? Good morning, Dressa. How are you? So glad that you have joined us this morning, this October 5th, 2009. The year is coming to an end. How will it end for you, for all of you? Will it end on a bright note, or will it end with you being woefully behind? All right, so no one's going to continue that. You know, of course. And who wants to take a shot at Mama Fundi, the Mama Fundi song? Just the refrain. It's not a long one. Who wants to sing that? I want to know, let y'all know, I basked all weekend in the enjoyment of our jam session on Friday. That just took me through the whole weekend. Who wants to Mama Fundi? Who wants to say that? No volunteers for that this morning. All right. Now maybe I'm just moving too fast. Let me give you a little time. All right, Azachar, hit it.
Remember my hands as your symbol, and keep this message alive. If each one teach one, and each one reach one, our culture will survive.
Mo. Who else? Come on, let's run. Let's just have that as a routine. Come on, Ayende, you can say that. Then a Akanke and Ife, just run that on down. Just sing it. I don't care how your voice is feeling this morning. It's the spirit that matters. Thank you, Azachar. Come on.
Remember my hand as your symbol, and keep this message alive. If each one reach one, and each one teach one, our culture will survive.
Mo. Very good. Sing it a little bit. Sing it. Keep on singing it. Akanke, come on with it.
Remember my hand as your symbol. And keep this message alive. If each one teach one and each one reach one, our culture will survive.
Great, I can't get you out singing it. You recited it perfectly. Sing it, please. Give it a shot. Come on. It's just us. Please, don't give me no silence. Don't give me no silence, sister. Kanke, try it again. Sing it, please. Remember my hand as your symbol. And keep this message alive. If each one reach one, and each one teach one, our culture will survive. Come on now, if I can sound like a frog this morning, everybody can. Let's go. Come on, roll it.
Kessa, can I do it another time, please?
Of course. I mean, I'm not there. I'm not going to twist your arm. It's an invitation, sister. Okay. Come on. Let's get it going. Let's get the rolling. Get some energy this morning. All right, Ife? Please, lend your voice to Mama Fundi. Hello, Ife?
Yes, I'm here. Okay. I really don't have much experience with this song, but I'm gonna give it a try. Remember my hand as your symbol to keep this message alive. If each one reach one, and each one teach one, our culture will survive.
Moke, moke, moke. Very good, very good, very good. Excellent, excellent. All right, come on, we're coming on down. We only have three now. Jerissa, Niger, and Safia. Hit it. Going once. Going twice. Come. All right, all right. I know it's a little tough this morning. Well, it's a new month. I'm going to introduce you to the other pledge you'll have to do. So we got three things on your plate. Three things on your plate. Coming at you. All right. This is the Aya pledge. It's the Pure Power pledge. Okay. And it's right here. Who will tell you what? Let's listen first. Maybe that'll warm you up a little bit, and then we'll say it together. Okay? So click on that button that says "Listen here." Okay? So everybody there, click on the button that says "Listen here." Tell me when it started, please. Tell me when it started. The Freedom Song will be first. It's just an introduction. Some of you may have to take the link out of the browser. I have no idea. It's probably why it's going there. Put it in a Chrome browser. Right click on. Let me see if I can give you the link. So, what do you think? What do you think? What's your response? What's your response? You might bookmark that if you haven't bookmarked it in your browser and put it in your favorites. You might put it there. And so just talk about it just a little bit. What's your audio, some of your thoughts? Either the song is just an intro by Angie Stone, though I'd love for us to, for those who want to sing that part as an intro, you're welcome to do that. And if you do not want to do that, you don't have to do that. Primarily the pledge, and if you have something to say about the song, it's up to you. Talk to me. The song or the pledge? Nigel Brown. Sure you can. Sure you can. All right. You want to tell me before you start What are your thoughts about it?
No.
Well, now, we don't just say stuff without some sense of what it's about and what it is and stuff like that. So, you can't think of anything. Okay. All right. Sure you can. Yeah, you can say it for memory's sake. Absolutely. It's kind of like the I am. Well, but they everything says we don't and I'm not wanting you just to say stuff without knowing what it means and knowing the significance of it. So, all right. So what's this truth, justice, balance, reciprocity, harmony, order, and righteousness? What's that, Naja Brown? What do those words mean, or anybody else? I mean, what do they comprise? What's another short word for those? Very good. The principles of Ma'at. So imagine searching for those things. Imagine creating for those things. As you think about the research that goes on in this country and in the world, is it guided by these? Are people often searching for justice, for truth, for balance, for reciprocity, for harmony, order, and righteousness? Is that what they're compiling the statistics for? Is that what they're trying to understand? When mathematicians are hired to work on Wall Street, are they hired to look for truth and justice and balance? When newspaper reporters are searching, are they searching for truth, for justice, for balance, reciprocity, harmony, order, and righteousness? And when inventors are creating and companies are creating, are they creating for truth, for justice, for balance, for reciprocity, harmony, order, and righteousness? Is that what is rewarded in this society? Is that what is rewarded? Will that be what's rewarded in your home when you create one? Or in the home that you live now? Or among your friends? Okay, another question. Who in the world is Ida B. Wells? Nigel Brown, who is Ida B. Wells? Jerissa, who is Ida B. Wells? Anybody, who is Ida B. Wells? Okay. All right, Nigel Brown, lead us into this, and then we'll hear it once again from memory by Ife, and we'll get out of here and get ready. Of course, we'll squeeze a libation in, but y'all, this is the way you really pour libation. You pour libation by studying our ancestors. You pour libation by doing their work. That is, we're going to call their names. We also want to do the work. All right, so let's have it. Nigel Brown. Would you say it, and as she's saying it, would we say it along with her, in our own spaces, out loud? Hit it.
I search for truth, for justice, for balance, prosperity, harmony, order, and righteousness. I create for truth, for justice, for balance, prosperity, harmony, order, and righteousness. I understand that I can do nothing alone. I submit to the wisdom of our ancestors who taught that I am because we are and we are because I am. I search and I create our declarations of my assuming responsibility to learn and work as part of a dynamic whole that starts with the Creator and includes my ancestors, my people, my community, my parents and my peers. Only through clear identity, study, and work can my community and family learn to trust and depend on me as I have upon them? Only through doing my part well can my peers learn to trust, depend upon me. Only through trust and mutual dependence can we learn in creating ways and on a scale to turn our world and the world right side up again to make our ancestors proud. Under the watchful guidance of Ida B. Wells and Malcolm X, I commit today and every day to doing my best work.
Mook, mook, mook. All right. Ife, you want to say this from memory, see how much you remember. And you might tell us about how old you were when you were saying that part that was recorded. And the last part is optional. You don't have to do that. Come on with it, please.
No, that's fine. I'm not exactly sure how old I was, but I was probably somewhere between 10 and 12. So yeah, it sounds really weird to me now. Anyway, 1 second, please.
Good morning, Nasha Smith. How you doing, sister? Click on the link. We are adding to the pot. We have the I Am Pledge. We have Mama Fundi's song and story, some of which we sung this morning. That is Remember My Hand, that one. And then the IS Peer Power Pledge. And we've talked about it a little bit. And Naja Brown has led us into it. And we were saying out loud with her as she was leading us this. And now Ife is going to come and say it from memory. So glad you're here.
Okay. I search for truth, for justice, for balance, reciprocity, harmony, order, and righteousness. I create for truth, for justice, for balance, reciprocity, harmony, order, and righteousness. I understand that I can do nothing alone. I submit to the wisdom of our ancestors who taught me that I am because we are and we are because I am. I search and I create are declarations of my assuming responsibility to learn and work as a part of a dynamic whole that starts with the Creator and includes my ancestors, my people, my community, my parents, and my peers. Only through clear identity, study, and work can my community and family learn to trust and depend upon me as I have upon them. Only through doing my part well can my peers learn to trust and depend upon me. Only through trust and mutual dependence can we learn and create in ways and on a scale to turn our world and the world right side up again to make our ancestors proud. Under the watchful guidance of Ida B. Wells and Malcolm X, I commit today and every day to doing my best work.
Mook. Mook. All right. this is preparation. We are now only about, this is entering our fifth week, so we are a week from the beginning of demonstrations. We begin in our demonstrations. At any point, you can be called upon to say any of these pledges and songs or stories. So, my brothers and sisters, when you think you have a minute for television, think again. So I'm glad that you're hearing these, and let me see, make sure you bookmark it. I'll put it on our wiki space under the I Am pledge link. In the meantime, please bookmark this yourself so that you can get to it. And I want to lead us into a libation this morning. We're going to have this not be an extended one. I want to pour, first want to open this libation ceremony, acknowledging the Creator who our people know by many names. Want to acknowledge that this force, this universal life force that binds us, that protects us, that guides us, that flows through us all has been the force that created us and all of mankind. And for that creator force, we say, Ashe. And I want to call on the names of I Am, and I want to call our ancestors. There are two that we have, whose names we've called this morning, Ida B. Wells Barnett and Malcolm X. We want to call their spirits, their masculine and feminine spirits, both the masculine spirit in Malcolm X and the feminine spirit in Malcolm X. One, the feminine spirit in Ida B. Wells Barnett and the masculine spirit in Ida B. Wells Barnett. Call them forward, the nurturing spirits, the educator spirits, their determination spirits, their advocacy spirits. Call them forth, both of them who worked and lived for our people. And may their spirits come to us today to guide us so that we work the serious work we have for the restoration of our people, so that we work with the kind of tireless determination that they did, doing whatever we have to do to prepare ourselves to restore our families and our people to our traditional greatness. For them, in the name of all ancestors, we say Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. Alright, folks. It's got about 1 minute. Jump up, drink some water, stretch, and get to your classes this morning. I'm glad that you're here. So glad that you're here, Bakari and Unique and everyone. We will see you throughout the day. If you're not in a class, I will be with you today in your test prep, because we have to really stay on that with the vocabulary and the reading comprehension and those things. So with that, take care. Stretch, drink some water, go to class. Take care.